What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of Big Apple Talks. As always, I am your host, Joey Fischetti. Give me a follow on Twitter at BigApple_Talks if you don't already. You can find these episodes on SoundCloud.com, and you can also check them out on iTunes as well. So the NBA draft is rapidly approaching, June 21st on Thursday. So I want to get into a little bit of a Knicks draft preview. So they hold the number 9 pick in this year's draft. And if you're Scott Perry, Steve Mills, and the rest of the clueless Knicks organization, it's imperative that you get this pick right. You've been an incompetent franchise for the last 20 years, and it finally seems like you have a plan in place to build through the draft. If you're building through the draft, then you got to get the draft picks right. Now, you can have a high pick every year, you know, like the Kings and the Magic. Detroit usually is in a top 10 pick, but they never get it right, and neither do you. So it's about time you start getting the picks right. Let's start with this year, okay? Because it's Scott Perry's first draft as the Knicks GM. You have zero money to spend in free agency, okay? So you're going to be bad again. KP is going to miss at least half the year, if not the full year. So it's going to be another bad year. You're going to have another lottery pick. Maybe you get a top 5 pick next year as well. So you have KP, you got Ntilikina, you got this year's pick, you got next year's pick, and you will have money to spend in next year's free agency. Now, you've already heard Kyrie express interest in coming to New York. Now, I've been fooled by this before, as have all Knicks fans, but it's a realistic possibility. You have a shot at getting Kyrie next year. Maybe Kawhi Leonard gives you, you know, a conversation. You get a meeting with him. You get Kyrie and KP to kind of talk him into coming here. Now you're building something. You're building something that's not only sustainable in the short term, but you're building something in the long term as well. So now at the number 9 spot, the Knicks have a very good chance to get a good to great player at this spot. This is a very deep draft class. So with the 9th pick, they have a chance to get someone very talented. Now, if I'm the Knicks, personally, I love Michael Porter's game. Now, what you have to do is make sure that he's healthy. You know, you want to do the best research you can to make sure that, you know, there's no concerns going forward. You know, you want to make sure that all the doctor's reports check out. You know, you want to make sure that the back is healthy because this guy has a chance to be very special. Now, coming into this year, he was pretty much the consensus 1 or 2 pick in the draft. He was that talented. But, you know, the back injury, concerns about that, kind of dropped his stock a little bit. But if he's healthy, this is a guy who could shoot the 3 ball. You know, he could get his own shot off the dribble. He can make plays for others. He's very long. He's a big guy, 6'10", 6'11", long wingspan. He could rebound. He could defend his position. So this is a guy with tremendous upside. Is he going to be there at the number 9 spot? It's very doubtful, because typical Knicks, they're going to miss out on a great player by 1 or 2 spots because they had to win meaningless games down the stretch. That's a conversation for another day. Now, who else is going to possibly be there at the number 9 spot? You got Trae Young. Is he going to be a great player in the NBA level? I don't know, man. I have a lot of concerns about his height. You know, we know he can shoot the ball. He's got infinite range. We all know that. But guys like him, they worry me. We've seen big-time scorers in college come to the NBA, and they can't produce at that same level. Jimmer Fredette is a great example. Adam Morrison, he was that type of guy who could score at will in the college game. Now, does he have a chance to be good? Maybe, but he's a little bit undersized. He took some bad shots. He's got some bad shot selection. He didn't shoot a great percentage in college, 42% overall. I think he was in the 30s, with a three-point percentage. So he takes a lot of shots. He's very inefficient at points. Colin Sexton is also a guy that I like as well. Very athletic, can get to the rim. He can finish at the rim. He's very physical defender. I won't say he's a great defender, but he absolutely competes at a high level. He's kind of got that killer instinct mentality, which I love. This is a team that needs it desperately. So he's definitely one of my guys that I like. Mikal Bridges is another guy that I think can fit this team very well. You know, very experienced player in college. You know, brings that winning mindset. He played 4 years at Villanova under Jay Wright. So, you know, he's definitely coached very well. He knows how to play the game. Very fundamentally sound. He could shoot the 3. He defends multiple positions. He's long. You know, he's very instinctual, which I like as well. But, you know, the Knicks have plenty of options with this number 9 pick. Now, hopefully, one of these guys is going to be there, which I think they will. My sleeper guy is Kevin Knox from Kentucky. He's a guy that's 18 years old. You know, he's still developing. He has a ton of potential. He has plenty of room for growth. Now, he's a bit of a hybrid. You know, is he a three? Is he a four? He's kind of like that in-between range, but super athletic. He's improving his shot greatly. He shot, you know, mid-30% from three this year in college. But this is a guy who rebounds at an extremely high level. He was averaging, you know, 11 rebounds per 40 minutes in college, which is pretty awesome. So that's another guy to keep your eye on for the Knicks at that number nine spot. Plenty of options, but let's be real. It all comes down to play development. Can David Fizdale, his coaching staff, and the rest of the Knicks organization develop this kid? That remains to be seen. We all know that these kids are going to be 19, 20, 21 years old, coming from very little experience in college. You know, they're going to have to get used to the tough NBA schedule, you know, traveling, playing back-to-back days, going through that grind. You know, they're going to have their ups and downs. They're going to take their bumps and bruises. We all know that. But David Fizdale was hired for mainly his developmental abilities, you know, as a coach. You know, they raved about his play development down in Miami, where he was an assistant under Eric Spoelstra. In Memphis, it looked like they were heading in the right direction, you know, until he had a falling out with Marc Gasol. But ultimately, it comes down to David Fizdale and that coaching staff and making sure that whoever they draft is headed in the right direction. Now, does anyone have faith that any of that is going to actually happen? Let me tell you, the answer is absolutely not. We have been hoodwinked by this team for the past 20 years. It doesn't matter what regime it is. You bring in Hall of Fame coaches. You bring in executives like Donnie Walsh who actually know what they're doing. You bring in a winning personality like Phil Jackson. He set the franchise back 5 years at least. Now, what gives me any optimism going forward? Now, you say KP, right? And I absolutely agree with that. The guy is a flat-out stud. He is, you know, the type of player that, you know, we could all dream of. But guess what? Typical Nick fashion. He hasn't been able to stay on the court. But do I think that's going to continue for the rest of his career? I'm going to say no. Because, you know, he's 22 years old. You know, the guy's growing into his body still. All right, you know, it's like nagging little injuries. You know, Anthony Davis went through this when he first came into the league. Okay, they have a very similar body type. So I do think that he can cure these injury woes and, you know, stay on the court for this team. So he gives me optimism, but that's it. Now, they need to hit on this pick, and that would make me feel that much better about this team going forward. But ultimately, you know, I don't see this team winning anytime soon. And listen, trust me, I hope I am dead wrong on that, but it's going to be at least 2 years until they could realistically get to the playoffs. And you know what? It's going to be God knows how long till they have a realistic shot at winning a title. I'll probably be in my 40s, and that's a long ways away. I'll just tell you that much. So that's going to do it for episode 4 of Big Apple Talks. You can check out the episodes on SoundCloud.com and iTunes.com. Once again, follow me on Twitter at BigApple_Talks. Hit me up with any comments, concerns, questions, whatever you got. Hit me up. I'll get back to you. So I will see you there, or I will see you on another time. This is Joey Fischetti signing off.